World. I'm John Batchelor. 2019, before the pandemic, Catholic University, I learned from Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center. Senator Marco Rubio, perpetually a presidential candidate, speaking. Common good capitalism. There is the moment that I need Veronique's help, because I didn't understand it when I started reading her column at Creator Syndicate, and I'm not sure I'm any more clear right now. Veronique, a very good evening to you. You used the word vague and subjective when first defining common good capitalism. Can you help me? What is Senator Rubio's intention to introduce this new understanding of capitalism? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, so my understanding, and this is why I use the word vague, and I think it's a good word, because it's hard to get anyone to pin people down to explain exactly what it means, but it's a way to massage capitalism, the no prefix capitalism, into delivering things like tradition, values, worker dignity that the common good capitalist claim capitalism is not delivering. And I think it's a mistake, but that is, I think, what they mean. I think they contrast what we understand, we've understood as capitalism, as they see it as a system that is purely focused on efficiency and profit and short term and things like this. And meanwhile, they say, you know, common good capitalism is a system that is still respect the free market, but guides it so that efficiency and profit and all that free market stuff delivers what we want it to deliver.
What does it have to do with government? Is it a government job to be a capitalist, or to be a common good capitalist? Is that leadership that does this?
That's a really good question. First, I mean, it's worth kind of like saying that I haven't been confused. I haven't been convinced. I think there's a big misunderstanding about the fact that capitalism, or actually there's something wrong about the claim that capitalism somehow is the reason why they are lost traditions and they are just, like families are dissolving and all of the problem. They blame all of these problems on capitalism when I think actually the government is the problem in many cases. But I think kind of the way they really want to go about it, even though it's really, again, hard to pin them down, is they want to use the government to promote certain outcomes. So, for instance, you want a system of paid leave that's generous, that would allow women to stay home after they had a child for as long as they want. They want not just subsidizing childcare, which some of them, not all of them, there's so many different flavor of common good capitalists that it's hard to kind of generalize. But like they claim that subsidizing childcare is creating an incentive to having women enter the workforce. And so some of them are talking about how whether if we're going to be subsidizing childcare, we should be subsidizing also women who stay at home. Or as Senator Vance said at a hearing a few weeks ago, we should also subsidize grandparents to take care of their kids because he was raised by his grandparents. So it's just a lot of government new or expanded government programs in order to deliver outcomes that they would prefer over the outcomes we have right now. And again, I think it's a real big mistake first to do this in the first place, even if capitalism was indeed responsible. But it's an even bigger mistake because I actually think government intervention into the market is a reason why we have a lot of these outcomes that people don't like.
Is this popular in Washington? Because here in America, where I live, I've not heard of it before your column. Does it get much attention in Washington in the debates?
Yes, I think again, it's, I think it's part of this, the new right that embraced this common good capitalism version, but they're not all very united. Some of them have a very religious approach to common good capitalism, others less so. But yeah, it's like, it's a lot of the national conservatives, a lot of the MAGA program, a lot of this all mixed together is that's the philosophy that's underpins a lot of this.
You're right. I wouldn't blame you if you thought these complaints were coming from the likes of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, the complaints about capitalism.
Yeah, because one of the difficulty in, so they won't exactly tell us what it is they want. They say we want, you know, capitalism to not be a dissolvent on families and things like this. So a lot of the things that they don't want to really kind of explain what common good capitalism would look like and what it means. So a lot of the way they talk about this, all the problems with capitalism, and they talk about inequality. They talk about it's a lot of very anti-elite, even though the people talking about this are very elite themselves. But it's a very, there's also a lot of talking about the monopolies that that companies have and the power they have over people to impose high prices, but also the complaints of it's a very inconsistent, and in part it's because they're not all united. Also having, you know, companies because they're big, having the ability to offer low prices, and that destroys small businesses and that destroys community. And so it's just, it sounds extremely similar to what we hear Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Warren and others on the left.
So capitalism is regarded the source of all bad things. We need to correct capitalism.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a kind of like, you hear things like, you know, we don't want to give up on free enterprise, but we need to learn how to channel free enterprise to get what you want. So it's just a lot of that language of being able to kind of take capitalism to get it to produce exactly what you want. And it's, you know, it's like when you hear President Biden or even Senator Warren, for that matter, claim that they are hardcore capitalists, right? They're hardcore capitalists, except when they're not. And when they think that the government can improve upon the system. And usually what's problematic with that approach, and I think this is true for on the right, is that people look at a result that they personally don't like, and they would like to see it change, and they want to use the government to change it. And of course, you know, it has a lot of problems associated with that.
Veronique de Rozier, the Mercatus Center, Common Good Capitalism. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.